This is GQDN for Monday, April 7th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get that quest-worthy drink mix. Dave Goldman says it's good. It's really good. Maybe I should get one just to see. We'll see. I don't know. But anyway, if you want to get one for yourself or any other drink mix that they have, go to swiftenergy.gg, go to the checkout line, put in the promo code QUEST. If you do that, it's 25% off of your purchase. By the way, that does come from Canada, and right now there are no tariffs, or very little tariffs on that. Yeah, there are no tariffs on it. $50 to get Quest worthy. Put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off of your purchase. Do it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Good stuff up there too. Some of it you might not agree with, but hey, that's what makes it a show, right? And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have something for PlayStation. We got a sale on a Steam Deck dock. And did Nintendo accidentally reveal something? Oh, that's possible. But we will begin today with a reveal. DualShockers.com did say that the Grand Theft Auto 6 was listed. And the price? Well, let's talk about what it could be for the Switch 2. Because a European retailer did put a price tag on Grand Theft Auto 6. And they said that for the Switch 2, it would be about $90. Now, a Swiss retailer, BrackCH, also posted a price for GTA 6 for $115. That's converting the local currency to the American dollars. Now, what did people say about that? Well, some of the comments that came after those postings did say, quote, "For GTA 6, yes. On one hand, I get it. If I'm going to be getting hundreds, if not thousands, of hours worth of content, including free updates, it makes it an easier pill to swallow. Having said that, it's not a pill I'm happy to swallow. And it makes me more likely to wait for sales to pick up AAA games or spend my time checking out more fairly priced indies." Now, that cost of the video game did bring something to light, according to DualShockers, because one of the Baldur's Gate 3 developers did say something about this last year, and that's Michael Deuce, publishing director for Larian. He said, quote, "I think a game should be priced accordingly with its quality, breadth, and depth. I'm not against higher prices. Almost all games should cost more at a base level because the cost of making them, inflation for one, is outpacing pricing trends. But I don't think we'll get there with DLC promises, such as quality and communication. Everyone's waiting for GTA 6 to do it, LOL," end quote. So, what will that cost be? Keep in mind, the official cost has not been released yet. So, could we see it down from the $60 level, or more to double than that? We shall see. But we're going to stick with GTA, because WCCF Tech did say if you play Grand Theft Auto 5, you got a bit of an update. Well, it's a mod update, because there's some ray tracing now. GTA. That comes from one of the GTA V modders. Badass Bobon. Sorry, kids. I swore. Hey, but that's his name, okay? But anyway, they did confirm that there is an enhanced edition feature that is currently in the works for GTA 5 Definitive Edition, and that will improve the ray traced reflections. So if you play GTA 5 and you have that mod, you're going to see some reflections, some shadows, stuff you just might like. We shall see. Yes, we will. And by the way, if you want Grand Theft Auto 5 Enhanced Edition, it's only $11. It's been out for a while. This hasn't, though. In fact, it's not out yet. Engadget.com did say that Nintendo Switch 2 Joy-Cons controllers will not have the Hall Effect thumbsticks. So, they did go into the specifics of the CPU and the GPU, which will be powering the Switch 2. And yes, they went into the NVIDIA part too. But Nintendo also did look at the Switch 2 details while they were being interviewed with the press. Nate Bildhoff, Senior Vice President of Product Development and Publishing at Nintendo of America, was talking to Nintendo Life, and he said the Joy-Con 2 controllers will not use the Hall Effect tech. Quote, "The Joy-Con 2 controllers have been designed from the ground up. They are not Hall Effect sticks, but they feel really good," end quote. He wasn't the only one talking about the Switch 2, because Switch 2 producer Koichi Korimoto, in a different interview, did say that the Joy-Con 2 joysticks, quote, "are quieter and don't make noise, even when they are moved quickly to the edge," end quote. So if you're going to get a Switch 2, or you're thinking about it, joysticks may be a thing. This would be too. DualShocker said that Nintendo Switch 2 will not include a major PC console feature. Now, they're talking about the achievements as like what Steam has, Nintendo has, and Xbox has. But Nintendo won't have it. So, that is the trend that will keep going in the Nintendo Switch 2. In fact, Bill Trelin, the Nintendo's Vice President of Player and Product Experience, did tell Polygon that the system will not include the achievements. Now, there is no reason behind this, but if it goes well, it goes well. Now, one last thing from Nintendo, because there are two things for Nintendo. One's more curious to me, but not this one. If you're into Donkey Kong and you want that Bonanza, if you saw the trailer, according to IGN.com, there was a new character leak. So Nintendo had to remove that figure, because the one that we're talking about is Pauline, and she was holding on to Donkey Kong as he was punching through something. So when they were asked about it by IGN, Nintendo said, "We don't know what we're talking about." Once again, Donkey Kong Bonanza, will be coming out on Switch 2 on July 17th for $70. But I wanted to see this there too. DualShockers.com did say that there was a Nintendo Switch leak for a canceled Ridge Racer game. And that was going to happen, but the game got canceled because the Ridge Racer game for Switch did not come out. But that was a part of the Reddit page, Game Leaks and Rumors, and that was going to be one of the Ridge Racer titles to be released as an exclusive during the original Switch early years. Jesse Young, up on X, did say, quote, "An early build of the canceled Ridge Racer game, developed by Bandai Namco Studio Singapore, has been leaked online, built on an Unreal Engine 4. This dates back to January 6th, 2017. Here's the footage of the game build in action." And he posted a video. So, I could be sad. I didn't like that game. Oh well. I do have a PlayStation though. PlayStation wants to know what you thought about the Nintendo Switch 2 in a survey that comes to us from PushSquare.com. And yes, they do. So there is a survey out there just for all you PlayStation people like me on how you like the Switch 2. Yeah, if you want to fill it out and you don't want to look for it, become a Patreon and jump into our Discord. It's in the show notes channel. Now we go to the esports corner, because G2 is talking to Monty to secure Oleg Hades Menzowick, and he is a Polish AW per, and he's at the top of the G2 list to replace Monty, because Monty may be returning Falcons before the Blast.tv Austin Major. In fact, Monty Esports did get up on X and said, quote, "As of today, Hades CS2 is stepping down from the active roster. Thank you, Oleg. What could happen now? And how does this tip the balance in the CS2? Well, I guess we'll just wait and see. Oh, you want a dock for your Steam Deck? And well, also a ROG Ally and Legion Go handheld. PC Games N did say that you can get one for $30. It does allow for 100 watts power delivery and 1 Gbps Ethernet. It's up on Amazon. $30. If you got a PlayStation, well, you might have just got something to go with it. PlayStation Lifestyle did say that the pro players, not the professional players, the PlayStation 5 Pro, hello, they got an update, and they got a game to go with it called Undisputed. It's one of the first major boxing games since 2011. It did get some mixed critic reviews last October, but it did surpass Deep Silver's expectations by selling over 1 million copies in less than a month. So now the PlayStation 5 Pro players can enjoy the game with some enhancements. New venues, added Cafe Royal, added Rated Season Gym, and they added the Observatory. They put in some gameplay changes, a career mode, and some other changes as well, such as audio quality, red carpeting system, all that stuff. Lots of good stuff. This has been Adon Forge Production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. GTA 6, people!